This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already the 5th of May, 2003, on this live Monday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I took Friday off, something I rarely do, because I needed to get some work done around the Hacienda, and I'm also working and about to complete a new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. So I have a lot of news from Friday over the weekend, and of course, developing today. That we'll be covering, and I am rip-roaring, ready to go. A war emperor landed last week on that aircraft carrier Thursday night. A war emperor getting out of the jet, strutting around, one thing on his mind, world government and getting your guns, setting up a cashless society control grid. It was reminiscent of Dukakis with the helmet or Bill Clinton out assessing the troops, but he's got an R before his name, so you love him. You love the gun control. You love the open borders. You love the socialism. You love the tyranny. You love the end of America. You love the corniness of it all. Well, most of my listeners don't, but you've got this message now coming out from the left. Don't criticize Bush. Chris Matthews called him the ultimate president, said he was perfect, said he was this commando, that he looked powerful getting out of the jet, that he was the greatest ever. We were so lucky to have him. How dare anyone criticize him? You know what's happened, don't you? You know all the liberals and beatniks have, quote, turned into neocons, and they're winning right now. They're smart, folks. You know, Bush's daddy tried to be a liberal out in the open with more taxes and gun control and New World Order speeches. It didn't work too well. So, Junior's back. Bill Clinton couldn't get the entire agenda through because he was such a socialist and un-American. People were aware of him. So now the Trojan horse, George W. He's 180 degrees, diametrically opposed to the Constitution and liberty and freedom. But so what? He gives lots of speeches about liberty and freedom and how wonderful it is. Well, people, you better look at the actions, not the rhetoric, because we're losing this country right now. And we're going to go over the evidence of that today. By the way, there's a story out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And it says that under Patriot Act, a right-winger, a conservative, a gun advocate, went and got a job at a gun shop. The man has no criminal record. And a police officer came in and recognized him as a patriot and called Homeland Security. And Homeland Security called and got him fired. And, well, they said this is the new proactive move, see? Homeland Security right now is training police, firemen, school teachers, administrators that Christians, gun owners, homeschoolers are evil and are the terrorist. There's all this talk about Arabs on the surface so conservatives don't know it's for them. But believe me, it's for you. It's checkpoints. It's police state. It's more government funding for government schools to dumb your kids down. It's the record federal budget. It's government takeover land. It's nightmare Twilight Zone world. And I'm sitting here, someone dedicated to liberty and freedom, watching the neocon beatniks, the dirty dirtballs, rape this country. And you're not sophisticated. Some of you are not sophisticated enough to see through the lies. Well, Larry Pratt at Gun Owners will tell you it's the end of America, and the Patriot Act, too, goes after your guns. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Energy production is always a problem. Did you know that every cell in your body depends on the nutrient coenzyme Q10 for energy production? The best coenzyme Q10 is available at LifeWise.com and by calling 1-800-643-9558. Using special patented technology, their coenzyme Q10, QMelt, is proven to have an absorption rate over twice as fast as any other. These delicious, naturally flavored orange tablets melt in your mouth in seconds. Start energizing yourself today with a visit to LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558. They're so sure you'll love QMelt, they'll send you a free sample at no obligation. QMelt's coenzyme Q10 will help provide energy to your entire body, revitalizing your organs and improving your well-being. Call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558 and LifeWise.com, and give your body what it needs to produce energy and stay healthy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it's Monday, already the 5th of May, 2003. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this first hour. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Folks, it is scary when presidents, when kings, when governors start landing on board ships, start giving most of their speeches surrounded by armies. This is what Caesar did thousands of years ago when he crossed the Rubicon. George Bush is sending a message out worldwide. You follow the orders of my administration, which is the machinery, the front, the figurehead of the New World Order, or we're going to blow you into little pieces, come in, put in a puppet dictatorship, and you can't stop us. And how do they deal with psychopaths like Kim Jong-il of North Korea? Why, they give him nuclear warhead material. How do they deal with a Saddam? They give him weapons. How do they deal with Syria? Same way. How do they deal with an Iran? How do they deal with any of these countries? And so Bush comes in, and the news basically was worshiping him. I was recording channels, and I could flip from CNN to Fox, to MSNBC, to CNBC, over to ABC, and they were finishing each other's sentences. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding. I have it on tape with my cable, sitting there flipping, literally finishing each other's sentences. The ads were almost in the same order. Same advertisers, same order. I mean, there's no way to describe this nightmare world. The ads are all put your kids on Ritalin, take Prozac, take all these new drugs. During the breaks, it's images of troops and foreign lands and how the government's going to invade that government and this government. Bush said, hey, we got these precision weapons. We can liberate the world. And sure, you know, if you could buy automatic weapons at any corner store and there weren't checkpoints and cameras and police in black ski masks and giant prisons everywhere and helicopters flying around looking for our walls and the government trying to ban homeschooling and going after... I mean, I got all the news here today. If we weren't losing our freedom, I could probably say, oh, man, we got a great government. They're out, you know, and if they really went in and took out dictators and then said, all right, we're going to have an election and we're not going to take over your resources and this is going to be for you. If that was really happening, I'd be all gung-ho. I'd probably be going and signing up, folks. But it's not. It's a fraud. It's a total lie. I can't believe how we're being enslaved here. I love this country so much, and we're losing everything that makes America America. Not just a little police state. They're charting new territory. They're laying the groundwork. They're setting the trap. And I love this country so much, and I go back to the central point. When Chris Matthews is worshiping George Bush, you know you're in trouble. When press is worshiping Bush, you know you're in trouble. When they're all worshiping him, we're in trouble. And, you know, I got neighbors who've got all the American flags. We support the president and the troops all over their house. And whereas a year ago I'd say hi to them, I say hi to them now, folks. I said hi to this lady the other day, and she just looked down at the ground and she with her grandchild just... You know, I'm on TV and on the radio here in Austin. Most people know who I am. And, you know, that same person 5 years ago, if I was bashing Bill Clinton, would have gone, man, I tell you, Mr. Jones, we really appreciate you standing up against that gun grabber. Now Bush is actually getting the gun laws through, reinstating the old ones, and it's you tell them, they go, shut up. I mean, they literally don't care about their guns, okay, or their kids being free. They don't care about the borders being open. They don't care about the insanity of the New World Order takeover. They were just like mindless liberals. I remember trying to tell a liberal about Bill Clinton. Well, he did this and that, MENA, Arkansas, and corruption, and, hey, guns make us safer, and Bill Clinton wants to raise taxes. You know, that's bad. And they go, shut up. You're just one of those dumb Republicans. You just don't. You're just jealous of Bill Clinton. And I'd say, no, I'm a constitutionalist, I believe in freedom. Listen, let me explain how big government's really for the big corporations, and they use it, and they're not free market. Oh, be quiet, the government's going to save us. And now, I guess that's why I hear the Democrats, the liberals, praising Bush. A lot of them are. Although the neocons will act like they don't, have a few people that are bashing, like Wrangle or somebody, try to make it look like there's some big canyon. But there's not a canyon. They're all voting together on all these issues, expansion of NAFTA and GATT and Fast Track, and again, the open borders and the Pan-American Union and the war and Patriot Act 1 and 2. Good Republican congressmen led the fight in the House, some of the mid-level ones, against the first Patriot Act. They were allowed to see some subsections, and they said no and took them out. It went to the Senate. No one was allowed to read it, but now we're told Democrats controlled at the time, three Democrats. That's why Bush gave them control of the Senate. Did you know that? Well, that's a whole other discussion. You need to research that. Gave them control of the Senate. Gave them 50-50 representation, never happened before. And then when the one went over, it was totally staged with Jeffords. But continuing, it goes up there, and Daschle goes in there and adds everything Ashcroft wanted. and they transmit it over some of the really nasty clauses, and they pass it, Democrats and, well, you read the headlines, you know, the allies, Chuckie Schumer. I was watching a tape from a couple months ago that a listener sent me of the hearings at the Senate with Ashcroft, Mueller, and Ridge, all the triumphant strike force leaders. And Schumer was in such a love fest with his Republican buddies that he was about to come down off the stage. He was worshiping them. He said, "You are so powerful. You are so good. You are so great. You are so wonderful." And Ashcroft says, "Well, we do support the assault weapons ban." And he went, "Oh, goody. Oh, we're so lucky to have men as important as you. Oh, I just love what President Bush is doing." You see, I watch what they do. I watch it live. People send me tapes of it. I sit up until 4 in the morning, people, until I've got just stacks of documentation, so much information in my brain, I can't even begin to impart it. And let me just give you the newsflash. Hillary Clinton came out and said, "This is a wonderful war. I just love President Bush. Let's go into Syria. Let's go. Oh, it's so good." And the neocons got on the air and said, "Oh, look at her. She's just a Johnny-come-lately. Look how pathetic she is." Oh, no, don't worry. Bill Clinton attacked Serbia after the CIA working with Al-Qaeda. This is a Senate report, by the way. Attacked the Serbs. Yes, It's the same policies, folks. Take over, destroy every sovereign nation out there. That's all that's happening. And here, domestically, you're losing all your liberty. And so I watch Bush land on the deck of an aircraft carrier. Now, can you imagine if Bill Clinton would have been in the Texas or Arizona or Arkansas National Guard and would have shown up for 2 weeks and then left and not spent his other 2 years? Anyone else would have had MPs coming to the door to drag him away in chains. George W. literally almost got killed a bunch. That was in his records. Not a satisfactory flyer. Very dangerous. He had his deferment out there. And I got to admit, though, he's got more military experience than most of that administration. I mean, there were more military people in the Clinton administration than in this one. It's Powell and Rumsfeld, folks. That's it. But he landed, and Chris Matthews said, "You know, he's a pilot. His dad's a war hero. He looks like a war hero. Look at him. He's not as big as his dad, but he looks like one of those pilots. This guy, we're so lucky to have him." Chris Matthews, ultra-socialist, "We're lucky to have Bush." Well, yeah, you really are lucky. Yeah, you pulled a fast one on these poor neocon followers out there, and they're now led by literal beatniks and dregs and beady-eyed. What about that guy, that ultra-communist on MSNBC? Scarborough Country. I mean, that guy's got the beadiest eyes, but it's not his beady eyes. Little beady piggy eyes. It's the stuff he says and does. That guy's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. Again, if those are conservatives, I'm a communist, folks. I just can't handle it anymore. It's always some petty little conservative thing we'll talk about, but then the whole agenda is actually big government, neutralize opposition, no criticism of government. We're being turned into a mass of drooling drones. So, do you know how Syria, you know, in Iraq, Saddam was always seen with the army and his troops. In North Korea, the government's always seen with the army and the troops. In Beijing, the leaders are always seen with the army and their troops. Folks, Hitler, you know, military outfits, parades. Folks, they're going down the checklist, okay? Police in black uniform, ski mask, militarizing police, cameras everywhere, national ID cards through your driver's license. A military leader who lands on ships and is always seen surrounded by adoring troops. Ladies and gentlemen, this is textbook. All of this. I don't have words to describe how bad this is. And now the tribal system has switched into our thinking mindset. were programmed this way, and now it's jihad. And America's going to be destroyed by these people in the process. I'll tell you how when we get back.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back.
Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063.
Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet?
1-888-887-2063.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar, over a $20 value, for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, I want to understand the mindset of people out there that think it's conservative to have a government taking our liberties and our guns and destroying what makes America, America. I mean, I'd like to hear from the people who think that Bush is really a conservative. And I want to hear from the people that think it's a good sign when the president, about half the time now, is seen with troops and has now even taken to wearing uniforms. I've seen it three times now. Folks, just in case you didn't know and you missed the history lesson, when leaders start hanging around with their troops and dressing like them, you better watch out globally and nationally. That's what the bad guys always did. America didn't do that. Our leaders didn't dress up in monkey suits. And that's what it is when you're not actually in the military and you dress up in it. And I didn't strut around. And let me just tell you something, too. Again, when Chris Matthews and the liberals begin worshiping a Republican, you better look out, folks, because they know what I know. They know the record. They know government's growing at a level never seen, and they know all the political correctness and all the anti-Christian, anti-homeschooler, anti-gun stuff they wanted is now being rammed through. They know that. We're in serious trouble. I mean, look at this article here. It's, well, before I get to these articles, toll-free number, what do you think of what I'm saying? Do you understand how crazy it is to see this happening in this country? 1-800-259-9231. See, the choice isn't you're some ultra-leftist who's against the war because you're for the UN and for their world government. And the only other choice isn't, well, you're for Bush because he's a good old boy and he lives at a ranch in Crawford down the road from where I sit with literal fake tractors, you know, tractors and hay bales parked around it. It's a set for you. It's theater. No, we need to realize we have a corrupt propaganda state, a Madison Avenue advertising agency system selling you an illusion. It's an illusion. You're like, what do you mean an illusion? Well, I haven't used this example in about a month, so I'll use it again. Remember about 3 months ago, Bush was in St. Louis? It was a drive to get the economy going, free trade. He wants to expand it. He met, and they couldn't find in a whole warehouse. This was in the news. The White House press secretary had to admit it. They couldn't find one box that said Made in America. Nowhere in a giant complex of warehouses in St. Louis in weeks leading up to this photo op. So they got a stencil out and sprayed in giant letters, Made in the USA. And they had to cover up with stickers the Made in China. And Bush got up there and said, look at all these products made in America. Our economy is strong. Expand, give me fast track, expand my ability. Now, they knew what they were doing. You're like, well, Bush didn't. He's a good man. He's a good Christian. Skull and Bones is a Christian organization. Of course, Bush didn't. He's reading off a teleprompter, folks. But the point is the administration, the people running things did, and it's about an illusion. It's an illusion. It's simple. So those feelings you have, that emotion you have that's driving out the thought process, you better look at Grandpa's gun and care about it and the freedom and heritage it represents a lot more than you love the beady-eyed Kennebunkport, Maine British Royal. So, hey, I'm a Texan. And let me tell you, that ain't no Texan. And I don't care where you're from. Just please don't come to my state in carpetbagger fashion, set up shop, and then tell me how Texan you are and do all your little fake Kernsies and your little smileys and the cowboy hats. I'm about to puke. Only time somebody who's really a cowboy wears a cowboy hat is a straw hat when they're out working. Bush says weapons will be found in Iraq. Oh, will be? Yes. They said, oh, don't worry. We're going to find them. And you ask, why do they keep finding them, announcing they're real, and having to admit they're not real? Well, that's a psychological warfare tactic to make you think, oh, they look bad. Oh, everybody's, you know, the president's getting questioned. Uh-oh, this is going to hurt them if they can't. And they're going to find the big mother load, and everybody's going to go, ooh, don't you question him. Again, he's proven right. The instincts of this president, the way he set up this administration, the way he knew all this, he's proven everyone wrong. This makes it look more legitimate when they find them. I've never jumped on this bandwagon of, oh, they're not going to find them. No, Saddam surely did have chemicals and weapons because we know who sold it to him. It's like the editorial cartoon. Well, Bush, how do you know you'll find him? Well, we kept the receipt.
Huh, my daddy.
Oh, but I switched back into my real accent. My father sold them to him. Oh.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you aware that the equivalent of everything you earn from January to the middle of May was taken for taxes? On the average, nearly 5 months of every year are spent working just to pay the IRS. Yet thousands of get more.
Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Later, I'm going to read some of his lordship's comments here on the air. The new war emperor that we have. He said that we have the weapons. We, again, that psychology is if we're part of this takeover, to attack all these countries and rid them of their evil leaders and give them good leadership. Give them a good country. But here's the problem. We're losing our freedom here domestically. They're setting up real, genuine black tyranny. I mean, the worst type. Pitch dark pit of misery, corruption, and tyranny. And then in Iraq, $7 million contracts to Halliburton and contracts to Bechtel and incredibly corrupt Dying Corps getting the deal, and it says that for a month's work, they're really doing the Iraqis a favor. There's hardly any food or water, and you got a population of 20 million people. Some of them that are lucky will get $20 a month. Isn't our government nice? Now, they're going to have oil field slaves for less than a dollar a day. Folks, they could pay those people tens of thousands of dollars apiece and not even begin to approach a tenth of the cruise missiles fired. I mean, just blatant slavery. $20 a piece for a month's work. And now they say cholera is spreading all over the country, dysentery. And they are setting up a dictatorship. They are putting a regional governors in. All former Ba'ath Party officials in the 23 ministries. That is official. White House last week. Most of Saddam's former people, most of them trained in the U.S. by the CIA. That was a CIA government under Saddam until they broke when he followed orders to invade Kuwait and got a lot of trouble. They set him up, as Saddam said on ITN, now comfortable living in Russia. Aziz is going to get to live at a 144,000-acre estate, one of Prince Charles's hundreds of estates. In Scotland, he's going to be out there with millions of pounds a year, flown around by helicopter to the shopping malls. I'm not kidding. That's what Aziz is going to get. When they're good and ready, Aziz will come out and say, yes, we had chemicals, and now I will retire to my lavish abode. Aziz was with them all along. Yeah, you know, Saddam was working with them since 58. So, see, we remember all of this. But now Bush is warning Syria, warning Iran, warning North Korea. 2 weeks ago, Rumsfeld's attack plans got released, the battle plan to attack North Korea in October. Isn't it funny that Rumsfeld's the man and that was on the board of ABB arming in the specific deal the nuclear reactors so they could produce nuclear bombs, warheads, to go in those MIRV canisters up there back in 1997 and 8. We have those articles mainstream for you at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So, see, I remember all of this. Do you remember all of this? Does this upset you? We'll take your calls on this issue or any other issue you want to discuss. 1-800-259-9231 on this live Monday edition of the worldwide broadcast. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, and boy, I don't have a lot of news here. But before I go any further, a couple quick announcements. I rarely traveled, but I will be up at KCXL 1140 that carries the daytime show. KCXL 1140 for the Liberty Factor, May 17th. That's a couple weeks from now on a Saturday. May 17th, And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Colonel Craig Roberts and others will be there speaking. And I'll be speaking for several hours and doing a presentation. And it's going to be a great event, and it's a benefit for KCXL. And I hope to see everybody there at the Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center, 5200 Blue Ridge Boulevard, between I-70, between Kansas City and Independence, Missouri. So that's the 17th, and you need to go ahead and call KCXL and find out details if you're in that area. I'm going to have to post something on my website for people that want to go to it but can't hear us on the AM there. But you just got the basics, ladies and gentlemen, there, and I'll be announcing more about that. And then the other little tidbit is very important. Herbal healer products really are good. I've gotten some myself. They have pleasant-scented, water-based insect repellent. I tell you, if you knew what was in the stuff that you buy over the counter, believe me, you don't want to put that on your skin. There are natural ways to deter the insects this summer and this spring. And with West Nile, it's always important to do that. So pleasant-scented, water-based insect repellent, natural pet and livestock products, that's really great. Free catalogs and newsletters, naturopathic correspondence programs, home study courses, colloidal silver, MSM, sulfur capsules, olive leaf capsules, vitamin C, natural sources of that are around you in your environment, books on what area you are in the country, what you can get and what you can do. Very important survival information. Call Herbal Healer Academy for your free newsletter at 870-269-4177, 870-269-4177, or visit their website at herbalhealer.com for a list of wonderful products. Again, 870-269-4177 or herbalhealer.com. We have a banner to herbalhealer.com on Infowars.com, so be sure and drop by and check out what they have to offer. They've been around for, 18 years, and they're great folks, really teaching people how to protect themselves and what's naturally occurring in the environment for you. Bush says weapons will be found in Iraq, and hey, I believe him. You know, it's going to be the big victory. Do you understand the psychology? They do this all the time. Oh, he better do a good job in Iraq. They better win this thing easier. This is a big test for his administration. And then, of course, they got special forces behind enemy lines with those Saddam Hussein Republican Guard generals who were trained here in the 70s and 80s. Our government has massive dossiers on them, admits they gave them now gold bars, all the goodies. And so they knew that would happen. And so they only bet on things that are assured. And then you see them saying, oh, they've been caught, you know, with all these fake reports of chemical and biological weapons. Oh, they're in trouble on this subject. Why haven't they found them? And see, all these false positives makes it look like they're really looking and they're desperate and they're really out there telling the truth because it keeps coming up negative, and they were going to lie and come up positive. Well, folks, don't worry. It's going to come up positive. Don't you worry. And I have no doubt, I've been saying this since before the war, they have run across so much chemical weapons, it's probably ridiculous. But there's no way to really even get rid of that stuff. Our government's been trying for years, but so much of it's so dangerous, it's hard to do. But the problem is most of it was made by the U.S. government, so that's why they couldn't treat the troops in the first Gulf War. When they came back, the chemical weapons detectors went off, because you can't treat the troops when it was your nerve gas that hit them, when it was your government that ordered the stuff be blown up to cover up evidence of who sold it to Saddam. So I have no doubt that they found chemical weapons, but they're trying to find some Russian or Syrian or something. And as they wade over all the Israeli and U.S. weapons, as they wade over all of that and stumble over all of it, and, you know, the U.S. Spray fittings for the helicopters and the CIA advisors, they're teaching them how to nerve gas people in the late 80s. I mean, you know, you can't just show U.S.-made chemical weapons dispersers and go, look, we found it, you know. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to do that. That's why, I guess, when they take over North Korea, that's going to be serious. But they're getting you into it, some easier victories. And maybe they think they can just bomb all the leadership and contact the others and promise some gold bars. That may work with the Arabs. The Arabs don't generally fight too hard. Some of them are fanatics and will run out, you know, and get shot, fight you with a machine gun against a tank. But the North Koreans, the experience that we've seen with the Asians, especially in that neck of the woods, is they will fight. And examples of this is many times they've caught North Korean patrol boats in the southern area, and the guys take cyanide pills in every case before anyone can even get on the boat. So, I don't know, folks. They're what Americans will be under Homeland Security another decade in North Korea. Just mindless, totally believe the lies, totally believe Kim Jong-il and his proclamations from his seven-story pleasure palace. So, kind of like the pleasure palace they've got at Bohemian Grove. They're all kind of into that stuff. I guess it's Christian then, because, you know, if you're a member of Skull and Bones, you're Christian now. If you're an actual Christian, you're bad. I forget. I've got to learn these definitions. You're anti-gun. You're conservative. I know you gave me a bunch of calls, Mark, but who'd you say was up first? Elliot, New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, man, I'm glad to bat up first.
You're up first at the plate. What's going on?
Well, I think, first of all, I want to say that Live 365 InfoWarrior radio thing is awesome, because when you're not on live, I get to listen to you on the weekends.
At PrisonPlanet.com, we have, I don't know, over 100 of my best interviews saved there, thanks to the webmaster. You can go listen to those. So.
Yeah, I check those out, too. But, you know, when you're done with those, you got to jump to something else.
Oh, well, I appreciate the listenership. What's going on?
Well, I'm here in New York, and, I've been saying for a long time, this is one of the best vestiges of the New World Order. Also, I think Aldous Huxley put it perfectly when he described in the future, which, you know, he said in the 60s, would be a monolithic, scientifically crafted dictatorship. And that's what we're seeing today. With this New World Order.
Yeah, did you hear me when I aired the Huxley tape?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, he wrote Brave New World. His brother was first Secretary General of UNESCO that Bush has signed on to, and said we would need forced sterilization, controlled hives, drugging of the population. Huxley got all of that from his family. And Huxley came to Berkeley right before he died, gave a speech, kind of his mea culpa, and said, I've been to the labs, people have chips in their heads already in England. What I wrote is what I believe will be the future by 2000. Again, they're a little bit behind schedule, but almost there. He said, this is the plan. And he went into the incredible, he said, I can't describe all the propaganda, how it works, but he went into some of it. And it's an amazing, amazing speech he gave. Go ahead.
It is. And also that communism documentary was awesome, too. I mean, the way he was describing it was freaking me out, because this is in the 60s. This guy is talking about all this stuff in the 60s that's happening now. It's incredible. You know, how he'd get black and white to fight. You know, how he would take down the power, the infrastructure. You know, Y2K was an example of that. You know, the fear.
Well, it's drills. Yeah, they don't have to actually do something. It's the fear of it. Like, they're going to have top-off two. And top-off one, they practice rounding people up, putting them in sports stadiums, shutting down all the highways, taking over all radio and TV nationwide. Now they're going to have top-off two, the Washington Post is reporting, and they say it's going to dwarf the one before. They're training to shut everything down and institute level 10 martial law. See, we're already under martial law, but it's what increment?
Oh, we're ready. Oh, New York City? I think we're the only state in the union that's still on orange. We're still on orange, Alex.
You know, actually, they tell all the capital cities they're still on orange. Austin is still on orange, and they have little Pentagon briefings with the top police and make them feel all important. Right now, they're setting up. It's horrible. And I mean, Elliot, do you get what I'm saying when I talk about in China, the leaders are always seen in public with their military,
yes,
being paraded in military out. You know, the leader wears a military uniform. Kim Jong-il does it.
Yeah, but at least they served in the military.
But this is what I'm saying, though. In Germany, in Russia, in all the countries that have gone bad, The leader is always in military outfits hanging around with the military. Now it started here, and I don't think people get how serious this is.
Well, they're too busy watching Joe Millionaire, you know? They're too busy worried about who's going to win American Idol. And I don't think there's anything wrong with those shows or anything like that. But, you know, because the human mind is beautiful. It can hold and retain more information than what Americans on a constant basis do hold. But I just think that people, and not so much need to wake up. People are awake. They just need to get some, you know, get the yellow off their back and start fighting this.
I hear you. I appreciate the call, Elliot. We'll come back and take more calls. I'm always slow to start getting the calls, and we will, of course, jam a bunch of them in. 1-800-259-9231. And maybe you just want to deny what I'm saying. Oh, that guy's crazy. Well, you heard, you know, us crazies 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 25 years ago talk about the New World Order, and the news said it doesn't exist. Crazy people talk about it, and now they've announced a New World Order with a world court, a world bank, no rights, a world ID card through your federal ID card down to your state ID card. I told you 5, 6, 7 years ago they put thumb scanners in the banks, the grocery stores. I told you they used terror to get total control. I made films about it years before. I was on the record. So were many others. And so you remember we told you all of this, and now you've seen it happen. So what are you going to do? The biggest thing we face is the overnight talk sensation types that talk about deliberate disinformation on purpose. They'll have five stupid guests for one good guest that talks about real information. What that then does is when the average American hears somebody talk about FEMA's corrupt, world government, they've heard that mixed in with the green Martians from the South Pole or, you know, Planet X or whatever, and then it neutralizes all of it. It's the poison pill. Whereas everything we talk about here is proven and is documented and is in your face. I was doing my TV show last Thursday night, and somebody calls in and goes, I don't believe that's a Patriot Act you got in front of you. And I said, well, sir, here's the bill. You go to the subsections, thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress. Believe me, this is the bill. I don't believe it. I don't want to believe it. You're a liar. And I said, well, sir, can you at least go check out what I'm saying? No, I don't have to believe it. I can believe what I want, and that makes it, you know, real for me. And I said, sir, you are the future man. You are the one that goes forward into the future. I guess those that know how to go read a bill are bad, but you are the future. You can just, 2 + 2 could equal 5 or 10 or 3. And if Big Brother says so, it does. I mean, that's really it, isn't it? And I rarely run into those. Years ago, I would all the time. And then he said, the county doesn't take people's houses. I just showed him news pieces where they admitted they're taking record numbers of people's homes that can't pay their property taxes. And the guy just says, they're not taking homes, you're a liar. And I said, sir, we just showed you video of it. They're all in the newspaper, all over the news, with the houses they've taken. He goes, no, you're a liar. The government isn't bad. The government's good. And I said, sir, the government does take people's houses. No, they don't. You're lying. It's just la-la land. Total la-la land. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface. I mean, it's just bonker land. People are being arrested for shooting rattlesnakes. Kids are being arrested for saying no. Be right back. Just stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex here announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Energy production is always a problem. Did you know that every cell in your body depends on the nutrient coenzyme Q10 for energy production? The best coenzyme Q10 is available at LifeWise.com and by calling 1-800-643-9558. Using special patented technology, their coenzyme Q10, QMelt, is proven to have an absorption rate over twice as fast as any other. These delicious, naturally flavored orange tablets melt in your mouth in seconds. Start energizing yourself today with a visit to LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558. They're so sure you'll love QMelt, they'll send you a free sample at no obligation. QMelt's coenzyme Q10 will help provide energy to your entire body, revitalizing your organs and improving your well-being. Call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558 and LifeWise.com and give your body what it needs to produce energy and stay healthy.
Later in the next hour, I've got Christopher Klicka, Senior Counsel and Staff Attorney, Director of State and International Relations for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They're trying to say homeschooling is illegal now in several states and saying it's child abuse as they win all the big awards. The little Taiwanese 13-year-old just won the big Intel Science Prize, and they said because he's homeschooler, we can't believe this. Oh, really, they won all the other awards. They had all these scientists try to disprove it and ask the kid to redo it, and the kid did it. You can't fake knowing how to spell those words either. You can't fake the geography bees. But now they're trying to just outright ban it, and they got a new show on the WB coming out that attacks homeschoolers. They've got T-shirts all over the malls that say homeschool with school spelled wrong with a trailer park shack. It's an attack on you. And then look at this article. Government lawyers say burglars need protection. That's the London Independent. Government lawyers trying to keep the Norfolk farmer Tony Martin behind bars will tell a high court judge tomorrow that burglars are members of the public who must be protected from violent householders. And they are arresting anyone that resists a burglar. A woman stabbed a burglar who was raping her. She has been arrested. Yes, it's the way things are. They want total terror. Criminals work for the government. That's why you get 5 years if you cut somebody's head off in most states. But if you're caught with some drugs and you're 19, you'll get 10 years. Because you're a good, nonviolent whack-and-hut widget maker, and you drive down the wages and compete against the free market at 18 cents an hour. Oh, yeah, you guys go, make the prisoners work. Okay, they'll just take your job away. You would have gotten 20 bucks as a machinist. Now you're not getting jack. How's that sound? The illegals will take the second-tier job for $5 an hour from you. Again, this is all set up, folks. It's not the liberal debate. It's not the conservative debate. It's the facts. It's what this stuff does to us. And here in this country, no more musical chairs, no more dodgeball, no more tag. Children are being arrested. Children are being arrested. They refuse pledges, certain particular anti-violence pledges, mind control pledges. Again, a man was arrested for shooting a rattlesnake, was trying to attack him. Civilian deaths since the liberation of Baghdad are in the thousands. It says that our troops, this is admitted now, if you protest and they think someone, quote,
might have a gun. They just mow the crowd down. It's Tiananmen Square every day in Iraq. We're so good, folks. I can't believe how good we are. And we're not part of this. This is sick. This is so sick. We'll come back and talk to Charlie and Phyllis, and Philip, excuse me, and Laura and others, and then we'll get Christopher Kaleka on the show, where I've got the headline right here. Homeschooling under new law to be abuse in California. It just says, period, you homeschool, it's abusive. Yes, it's the new America, folks. This is who they're coming after. Hope you know the terrorism manual, say Christians, gun owners, homeschoolers, word for word. And you thought it was the Muslims? Oh, no, they work for the CIA. Any real Muslim terrorist is flying around in a plane with bars of gold from your tax money. I just want you to know that. By the way, Senate reports, before I end this segment, you want to find out about those Muslim terrorists that work for the CIA. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror, or my book, Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com. Help us get this story out. Help us expose who the real terrorists are. Call toll-free. Call right now. Support the broadcast. Get the films. You can make copies of them. 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Get the word out. We got to tell people who the terrorists are. They're going to keep posing as our saviors. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net. Don't wait. Get the video. Spread the word. Expose the terrorists. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want...